Radio Daily Tuesday, January the 6th of 2009. All the geek without the weight, that's what we bring you.
Yeah, even on days when it's cold.
It's nasty.
And drizzly looking
rainy,
and all
that. It's foul out there.
Foul out on the prowl, MFers.
So I'm taking that shortcut behind Food Line, trying to get over here this morning. You know,
on Tuesdays.
And you know what I see up behind there? 15 trucks, little man. That's what I saw. Couldn't get around.
Tuesday's the day they unload stuff there. So anyway, you can't take the shortcut on
Tuesdays.
I'm
a little late. Yeah. Flynn knows these things. Oh, who's Flynn, you ask? That is Billy Flynn.
The universe tends to unfold as a ship.
And Tuesdays is when it should empty the trucks at the back of Food Line.
Word up. Me, kids, I'm just the vicar.
Damn the vicar!
Oh, wow. That's a little violent.
Well, you know, that's what you get.
I know.
Next time, maybe you'll learn something.
Maybe so. It's Tuesday, so that means we're going to be talking about some new DVD releases today. Also, of course, a look in the mailbag.
Yeah.
News of the Geekly-Fi, too. All that good stuff. On this here, I got a huge double birthday today.
Huge.
Bonnie Franklin and Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, snap.
Mr. Bean and the mom off of One Day at a Time.
It's just Miss Romano. Hey, Miss Romano.
Word.
It's also, dude, Aaron Eisenberg's birthday. He's 40 now. He was Nog on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
That's what he's
best known for. He was also in Amityville, The Evil Escapes. But I think the less we talk about that,
the Nog Man.
Better off we're all going to be.
The Nogster.
El Hombre del Nago.
So, ABC, a new episode of a show called Homeland Security USA. What the hell is that?
Scares the hell out of me. Oh, let's peek in on your friends and neighbors while you rat them in as commies.
Oh, it'll be wacky.
It will.
Holy crap. There's a couple of new scrubs on tonight,
too. Root them out, Joe.
Just to maybe get the taste out of your mouth from this.
And then it's blatant racism on ABC's Primetime Live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, blatant racism.
Yeah.
Would you stand for that?
Let's watch what these people do. Tonight on CBS, it's new episodes of NCIS, Mentalist, and Without a Trace. But dude, on NCIS, Women's Prison Riot.
Nice.
There you go.
All right, NBC, you got The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Always nice.
Oh, not the families.
Over on Fox, you got your Fringe, although it is a rerun.
Yeah, CW's got a new 90210 in which Christina and Dixon's friendship grows.
Oh, my goodness. Hope. That sounds so special.
Followed by a new episode of Privileged in which Megan finally confronts her mother.
Mother!
Well, on AMC, he wore a blazing saddle.
Nice. Over on A&E. They got a few episodes of Manhunter's Fugitive Task Force, the first one entitled Fingerprints Don't Lie, and the second one entitled 15 Years Running. So it's all good times happening tonight.
Now, what's this on Biography Channel? Star Trek 25th Anniversary Show. What the hell year was this made?
25 years after...
I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. After that is Shatner's...
You'll watch it. You know you will.
Shatner's Raw Nerve. Leonard Nimoy's going to be on there tonight, so that ought to be fun. Disney Channel from 2000, an extremely goofy movie.
Not just a goofy movie.
It's the extremely goofy movie, Flynn.
Animal Planet has lost tapes in which they look at the swamp monster.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm in that.
You probably are.
Oxygen Channel, The Bad Girls Club.
Oh, hey.
Three episodes.
FX show and Superman Returns. The much maligned Superman Returns. But by Jove, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was an all right movie. That's fine.
History Channel and The Universe tonight, Stopping Armageddon. That'll be handy. We should all watch that. Sci-Fi Channel showing Cabin Fever, the Eli Roth movie.
Oh, my first... Okay, no, that's Cabin Boy. Okay.
That's Cabin Boy.
I had a totally different thought.
No.
All right.
Spike TV on Mansers, Harnessing the Power of Urine.
Well, I think that's important, too. Everybody should be able to do that.
Yeah, VH1's got the Rock of Love bus.
Oh.
Don't come a-knockin'.
Hey.
Okay. But if I'm watching anything this evening, sir, it is going to be on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah?
Because tonight a hardworking laborer loses passion for his work until he becomes the mentor to a 13-year-old boy. Tonight, sir, Sidney Poitier himself is the last brickmaker in America.
Okay.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
So many jokes.
I know.
All right. Come on, guys. I thought you were radio DJs. Flashlight by Parliament Funkadelic should be in your repertoire.
That's what he was talking about.
Not faking the funk, so my noise ain't growing. Captain Crunch. So,
George Clinton, Parliament. Okay,
yeah,
you're
sorry,
right.
Sorry, we missed it.
Okay, but we're DJs at a station that would never, ever get to play Parliament Funkadelic, unfortunately.
So, yeah,
note here from the doctor. In fact, it says, hey, guys, doctor here. That's how I knew.
Oh.
Sending an actual email to attempt to quell the vicar's cry for loving. I noticed, Mr. Flynn, you were on Xbox Live the other day playing Left 4 Dead. Why, yes, I was. So I'm going to throw down a gauntlet. I challenge you to gather a couple of people in Left 4 Dead, as will I, and on a day of your choosing, our groups will face off in a versus match. Are you game? That's from the doctor. Well, Doc, I would probably do that, except the only people I know have half for Left 4 Dead, you're one of them.
Yeah.
So you'd kind of have to be on my team.
Small
and if you're on
teams.
My team, you know, fighting.
I don't know if you want to play that guy anyway. He's younger and quicker. You know what I mean? Those kids are crazy.
No, dude, the older and experienced. That's what you got to go for, older and experienced.
All right, let's see. Finally, the first season of WKRP is fun to watch, but only if you're my age or younger and don't remember the show well enough to know that they replaced all the music. Yeah.
Oh, seems so the ones they're showing on Hulu are the
apparently so, yeah. Seems the network didn't license the music for anything more than the original broadcast.
No one knew back then, okay?
So,
there should be an exemption. No one had any... You know, one day in the future, people with little discs might be watching this, and we're going to have to...
There should be an exemption for ignorance.
Well, ignorance of the law can't... You know, it doesn't always get you out of there, but sometimes...
So until Hulu shows
I didn't know she was 14.
Until Hulu shows the secret tape of Frank Bonner and Richard Saunders in a gay bathhouse.
Wow.
Make mine GRD. That's from our friend Anna.
Wow.
Who, by the way, is from those fine forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. You need
Thank you, Anna.
There, join in the social geek working there, and
cleanse
stick around.
That image out of my head.
Because, well, first of all, let me say, if you want to write us, we would love you to do
Please.
That, okay? Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. We're coming back with DVDs and news of the Geekly next on this Tuesday, January 6th, 09 GRD.
Well, hello there. I'm glad you could make it. My name's Thurman, and it's good to meet you. Well, come on over and sit close to the fire. Pull up a stump, and I'm going to tell you a story.
Visit campfiretales.net for stories from your surrogate grandpa.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, January 6th, 2009. All the geek without the weight, Flynn and the Vicar.
Hello.
How you doing, yo?
We're doing just fine, ladies.
Yo, well, I know. We chilling up in hills.
Yeah, now that we know what the Parliament Funkadelic is.
Let's talk DVDs, baby.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
I still don't have a lot, Flynn.
What are you talking about? We're talking about DVDs now, sir.
Yeah.
You need to... Oh.
Oh, my. No, for weeks now.
Well, you know, we were leading up to the end of the year in which they didn't care, and now we're slowly starting to do it. Like, look, there's some powerhouses here today, sir. Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express is out, yes. True.
Is on DVD today. I will be getting this today.
Now, I see Battlestar Galactica Season 4, or as they say, 4.0.
Yeah, it's the first half of Season 4.
I see.
Why they can't just, you know, make each one of these separate ones a separate season. I have no idea. Ooh, look, Righteous Kill, if you want to see Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in a really bad movie together.
Supposed to be bad, which blows, because the trailer I thought looked kind of good. And you see the cast, and you're like, oh, hell yeah. But then you hear that it sucks ass.
They say it's poo.
Yeah,
they say not that good kind of poo. Not the funny poo. Yeah.
The Tudors, Season 2, the Showtime series, that's out. That was good. I saw part of the first season.
Okay.
My muse enjoyed that. That was good.
Former Doctor Who companion Billy Piper stars in the first season of Secret Diary of a Call Girl, was on Showtime, and I've seen that first season, and that's a fine show.
How about this here, Trip in the Rift, Season 3? I've never checked this out. It's supposed to be
it got canceled a few years ago, sir. The first season was fantastic. The second season was okay, and the third season I stopped watching.
The swinging young Hepcats enjoyed this show. This was supposed to be...
Well, they probably also liked Bangkok Dangerous, starring Nicolas Cage as a hitman who's trying to get out, but has to do one more job.
They keep pulling him back
every single freaking time. Oh, Disaster Movie's out today?
Yeah, I'm so done. So
really?
You can just roll with
whatever
you
well,
got.
There's still no Parker Lewis, sir. But today is streetwise swaggering Christopher C. Dub Wang is a suburban guy who waxes political on all things Asian American and clings to a pro basketball pipe dream. But no, he's got to overcome living at home, a dead end job, his older brother, and he's got to run his mom's ping pong classes and defend the family's athletic dynasty. Today, sir, you can see Ping Pong Player.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't scrimp on any of that description.
I agree.
Leia.
I should let you go completely last, because that's better than my Vicar's Backroom Choice of the week,
which is
Naked Happy Girls, Volume 4, San Francisco Treats.
Now, only if they would play ping pong.
You combine them, it's even better, isn't it?
Film at 11.
Nice.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So this whole new Forbidden Planet movie that J. Michael Straczynski, it's not a prequel, it's not a remake, it's not a reimagining, blah, blah, blah. No, it's because it's all of them.
Wow.
And that's what we've learned. It's a trilogy, as a matter of fact. James Cameron directing the first in the Forbidden Planet trilogy. The prequel is the first movie, telling the story of the ship that was the original expedition that discovered the planet Altair 4, la 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 la. The second movie would detail the search for the Krell aliens, la la la. And finally, the third movie would be the Forbidden Planet sort of remake that we all know and love.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a trilogy, and why not?
Okay.
Sure. And James Cameron said, why not? Make it 3D. Get Leonardo DiCaprio.
What the hell?
How about some CGI tribbles?
Somebody stop me! Quick, hose down James! All right, from the AP Newswire, friends, family, and fans gathered to bid farewell to Majel Barrett Roddenberry.
There you go.
250 folks showed up at the funeral on Sunday. Some of them, yes, some of them, wearing Star Trek uniforms.
No, I could not imagine that.
What? Okay, I get it. But it's a funeral, man.
Dude, if people want to show up to my funeral in a GRD shirt or a tuxedo shirt, by
Nichelle
all
Nichols
means.
Was there, George Takei was there, Walter Koenig, and none of these three guys, who are the only people who had the right to maybe show up in a Star Trek uniform, none of them did.
No,
take
of course
a hint.
They didn't.
Take a hint.
Well, fans, you know, they're serving. Okay, whatever. So, Windows 7 is going to be coming soon, and if you'd like to have special features, you've got a great one coming. How about the one that sort of chops off the beginning of your MP3s?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Several reports from users using the latest leaked build of Windows 7 indicate a potential data corruption using Windows Media Player 12. Windows 7 has been leaked, blah, 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 blah. So what happens is approximately 2 to 3 seconds gets shaved off the beginning of all your MP3 files. Why? Who knows?
They don't even know.
What? Well, no. Well, you know, so you can have the patch that comes in later that fixes everything.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Wow.
You saw Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, no, I did. All right. From Dark Horizons, 2008 closed up 2% at the box office. Something made some money. I'm happy to hear that.
It was
that.
All Batman.
Up 2%. Yeah, all right. With a little help from Dark Knight and Sex in the City.
I get Bob, with a little help from the Batman.
That's actually where most of it came from. So, yeah, very nice. So something actually closed with a little bit of money up at the end of the year. Of course, you had Indiana Jones, you had Iron Man, you had Hancock in there as well. And ticket prices up slightly, but still, good news for movies.
Outstanding. So those of you out there have been waiting all this time to get the handiest, the dandiest, the spiffiest new television.
Yeah.
Well, you probably have waited about as long as you're going to be able to. South Korea's Samsung Electronics said on Monday that it's unveiling what they say is the world's slimmest LCD TV. It measures 6.5 millimeters thick. Yeah, 6.5 millimeters thick, thinner than any other existing TV set, and even smaller than most cell phones, if you think about it. Its thickness is 1/7 of Samsung's Bordeaux 850 LCD TV, which is currently the thinnest on the market. 1/7 thinner. That's just stupid.
I know.
If it wasn't so gosh darned big, see how I cleaned my mouth
I
up
know
there?
You. You
if it wasn't
the,
so gosh darn big up
there,
yeah, then you would have lose that. You'd lose that at nothing.
Where'd it go?
If it turned sideways,
forget it.
Hell of a chance finding it.
This is what I'm saying. From The Hollywood Reporter, Democrat Al Franken will be declared the winner in the tight U.S. Senate contest in Minnesota, emerging from a ballot recount with a slim margin over Norm Coleman.
Norm!
No, really, yeah, you know the guy's going to lose. They're not going to vote for Norm,
not
although apparently
Norm.
It was close. So yeah,
It was less than 250 votes once it was all over and done with, and with like what 3 million people voting.
I know
3
Coleman
people voting
wants another recount.
No,
but yeah, shocker. I know. Unless the Supreme Court acts on Coleman's request and orders more ballots to be counted, the state's canvassing board on Monday will certify Franken as the winner, and this would be yesterday. So in the November 4th contest. So
cool.
Yeah, there you go. Al Franken,
senator,
is the man.
That's cool. Very quickly, the Producers Guild of America have nominated The Dark Knight for Best Picture.
Yay.
This now gives it a chance, an actual chance, because most things that go through there end up on the Academy Awards as well. So we just might actually get the Academy Award nominated The
Dark Knight.
Yeah!
Nice! All right, kiddies, Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there. Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the store over at cafepress.com.
Panties.
Wait for the weekly show. It is coming. Seriously.
So I hear.
And email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Why don't you just come home for a little visit, huh? You and the girls. It'll do you good. Remember Paulie Mangiafredo?
The Italian boy?
Yes. He was always nuts about you. He always drops around and asks about you. He never got married, you know that?
I heard. He had his nose fixed and then his hair fell out.
Come on. He still lives right next door there with his mother, and he's so good to her.
Oh, I hope they're both very happy.